Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. The key to heaven. Imagine this. You know, Rick Joyner talks about in his one of his journals, he says he had a dream. In this dream, he says, you know, the Lord speaking to him, he says, I will show you the key to eternal joy. The key to eternal joy. And he was told that this experience was actually the result of using a particular key. I mean, think, would you like to have the key to eternal joy?
Yeah. Joyful all the time.
I mean, think about it. And just imagine living in just joy. Imagine Pat living in just joy, right?
What are you saying?
I'm just saying, imagine the Super Bowl, the Saints, and that little blip in history.
Always winning.
Always winning.
Football, all the time.
Used to be all the time. And so imagine living in this place of, you know, just joyful, the joy of the Lord. So when you think about it, it's like, in this place is a place where God strengthens you. I mean, how many people just feel weak, you know, and they feel hopeless, or maybe that's you today, that you're just thinking like, man, if there's not a direction left in my life that has not yet been hit with something, I am weak. I'm weak physically. I'm weak emotionally. I'm weak mentally. I need to be strengthened. And I want to walk in this joy. You know, in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, it says that the joy of the Lord, chapter 8, verse 9 through 12, it says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And quite often, I think this is one of the first songs I ever heard when I became a believer, because I was in a college and I heard they wanted me to go meet with a whole bunch of Christians. You know, I wanted to meet with them too. But they had this club that you would go to. I was like, there's Christians out here? Yeah, so I want to go see them, right? And they sang this song. And the lyrics of the song says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And it's something else, whatever. But they didn't seem too joyful. You know, it seemed really sad, like what was going on, you know? And then you hear other people that have maybe like an outgoing, sanguine personality that they talk about, you know, you got to liven up a little bit, because the joy of the Lord's your strength. If you want to be strong, you got to be happy and giddy and jiggly and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, it puts a lot of pressure on someone else that doesn't have that kind of personality. And I can tell you, Rick Joyner doesn't have that personality that we're talking about. He has more of a melancholy personality. But it's not our joy that makes us strong. It's Jesus' joy. When we bring joy to Jesus, the joy of the Lord is our strength. So in other words, when he has joy, we have strength. So the question is, how do you bring Jesus joy? I mean, if you want this life, you want to be strong in your life, bring pleasure to Jesus. How do you bring pleasure to him? He says, listen, if you love me, obey me. And there's so many different ways that we could bring pleasure to him. I mean, think about abiding with him on a daily basis, just spending time with him, talking, listening, a relationship. God's called you into relationship with himself through his son. I mean, that's the whole point of it. I mean, one way that you could bring pleasure and joy to the heart of Jesus that will strengthen you is begin to abide with him. Begin to spend time with him. If you don't know how to do this, we have a plan for you at iabide.org. But understand that that's one way to do it. I mean, when you spend time with someone, that says you care about them, right?
Right.
And that he takes pleasure in that. That's one way to strengthen your life. But there's so many different ways. And not only when you're part of abiding with him is, okay, if he communicates to you and says, hey, this is what I want you to do, then you just do it.
Right.
Obedience, you know, it's like, can you imagine that, you know, like Francis Chan talks about, if he sends his daughter, says, I want you to go clean your room up. And she says, okay, I got it. And she comes, goes to her room. She comes back about a couple hours later. She says, you know, Dad, this is just joking around. Dad, I just want you to know that I heard what you said. You said clean the room up. And we're planning on a 6-week study on, you know, what does it mean to clean your room up?
We talked about it.
Right. We talked about it. We're talking about a 6-week study on it. And we're going to even look it up in the Greek. What is actually clean room up?
And memorize what you said.
Yeah, memorize what you said. And so you can see that her father probably would not be joyful. She's not bringing joy to her father. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people are surprised that talking and treating God that way. They're thinking, why am I so weak? It's like, we're not bringing joy to Jesus if that's how, if that's how we're treating him. You know, we got it memorized in the Greek and the Hebrew. We got 15 classes going on, but we're not planning on doing anything he says. So one way is another way to bring joy to his heart and strength to our lives is to be obedient in what he says. He says, my sheep know my voice and they follow none other. One way to bring joy to the Lord's heart and strength to your life is obedience.
Wow.
Another way is, this is going to shock you, treat people well.
Mm. What?
You see Pat's faces drop. Oh, no. Oh,
Dang.
No.
Are you serious?
I'm just
going to
be weak for the rest of my life.
Great.
Wait, think about it.
So I've got a football game and then attention to people. Man.
Right.
That's a huge moment right there.
I love that. And
criteria, man. Criteria.
Criteria. And so
I wasn't trying to.
You know, the one another's, you know, koinonia, yeah. Being able to just spend time and listen to someone and participate in their life and care about them. Be kind to folks. Mm-hmm. I mean, he says, you know, you being evil know how to give good gifts to your own son. How much more does your heavenly father know how to give? And understand that if a parent sees their children authentically treating each other well, you know, with no ulterior motives, first of all, you know, they're very pleased, but it brings great joy to their parents. It's like great joy.
You think about how powerful that is in just the midst of just the coming and going and all the things that are happening in our culture and just our daily lives. And it's like you walk past somebody, you know, regardless of where you are in the office and, you know, when you're going shopping and you see that, you can see it on people's faces and you say, are you okay? Like, hey, how are you doing?
Right.
And imagine it's just like how that lightens them up and you're like, oh my goodness, you care about me? Like
yeah.
you
I exist.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
shocked.
you actually take the time to listen.
Yeah, not only do you ask the question, but you stay for the answer.
Exactly. And it's like if you really think about that, getting context, it's just like the paradigm. Imagine how it affects their heart. How does that affect God's heart? It's huge.
Right. It's what he says. You know, the one another's can only be done with someone else. And then when we do that, this brings joy. What happens? It's like, oh my goodness, if I abide with the Lord. If I obey the Lord and I love people, I'm going to be strong. I'm going to be strengthened in my life. And what we want is, you know, we want, you know, Psalm 16:11, you know, we want this fullness of joy in our life. Well, in his presence is where fullness of joy comes from. But it's the joy of the Lord. It's imagine everything that you give to God comes back to you. But how many people just say, give to me, I do nothing. You know, and then they're depressed and they're sad and weak and all these different things. He said, many people die early for wrongfully discerning the body of Christ. I mean, they fall asleep early. And it's like they totally missed the whole thing. God wanted us to love one another. The koinonia of, you know, coming together and you know, you put something on the table, they put something on the table, and this encounter, I mean, God loves that. That brings joy to God's heart. He says, listen, when brothers dwell together in unity, it's the place of the commanded blessing. It's where God just, by boom, that's good and it's pleasing to the Lord, Psalms 133. He says in John 17:23 that is the greatest witness that we can have as the church when we come together in Christ-centered unity. Somehow, supernaturally, just us doing that, bring such joy to the Lord's heart. Something supernatural is manifested to the world that says God loves them just like he loves his son.
Powerful.
It's amazing, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And how many people have tried to, you know, I'm trying to have the fruit of the Spirit. I'm trying to be joyful to strengthen myself up, but I can't find anything to be joyful about, versus living a life that brings joy to Jesus and trusting him to strengthen you in that abiding relationship and treating others. And what you find out is that you reap what you sow. When you're kind to others, they're kind to you. You'll find out that the same Jesus that's in you is in them. When you minister to them, you'll find out they'll be able to minister to you, and you'll both be mutually encouraged, as Paul said when he came to the church of Corinth, I believe. And so I just want to encourage you today. If you're feeling weak emotionally, physically, spiritually, begin to say, you know what? I know what I need to do. I want to live a life that brings joy to the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I want to have the fullness of joy. I want to be in his presence. I want to begin just to look upon him. And I just want to be just focused on him and be a doer of what he says and see my life fundamentally transform. I'm going to live a life of joy. I'm going to spend my life focused on the Lord and his glory and watch the goodness and the joy of the Lord manifest in my life. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.